This is episode number 2430 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 27th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Kim is open to leaving behind her life in front of the cameras to pursue a career in law full-time.
Well, okay. Now, let's think about this for a second. How much money does Kim make being a celebrity, an influencer, makeup lady, selfie taker, naked pictures? I mean, she makes billions of dollars. Not billions, but millions. Really? Is she going to make anything close to that being a lawyer? I don't think
she's still going to make millions.
Well, that's true. But she'd give it all up, you say.
That's what she said.
She's not going to.
Well, no, she's not going to.
Yeah.
You know that.
But yeah. I mean, so why work? I know she'd be the first to say, I work all day.
Well, in a conversation at the 2023 Time 100 Summit, she opened up about her passion for the law. So she plans to take the official bar exam in February 2025. You know, because remember, she passed the baby bar after multiple attempts.
Take that long?
In 2021.
Well, I mean, that's 4 years, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know that much about being a lawyer.
I joke with my mom, who's my manager.
I say,
Kim K's retiring, and I'm just going to be an attorney. So you can go help my siblings so you can still have a job. She can absolutely leave behind the reality TV world for life as an attorney, she says. I would be just as happy. She got excited. Yeah, I mean, her boy.
Okay.
I would be just as happy being an attorney full time and doing that. The journey just really opened up my eyes to so much.
There's that journey thing again.
It gets overwhelming because there's so much to be done.
Oh, so overwhelming.
I would totally spend more time doing that. No cameras.
And that means no photoshopping.
She will always have photoshopping. She can't live without being photoshopped.
Do you imagine?
You know, having Kim Kardashian not take a selfie every day.
I know that.
Is like, I don't know, hell freezing over.
I know, but
it's not going
to
happen.
How much work does she put into making every selfie perfect?
She doesn't put the work in. She has people. Okay. Really, people. Come on now.
You're right. Good point. I'm just concerned about her being a lawyer. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know that I'd hire her. Her dad was a famous lawyer. Although, when you watch all the OJ stuff, he really wasn't a trial lawyer. You know? He's just a lawyer and OJ's friend. So he worked for free. He's the only one that worked for free.
Oh, gosh.
OJ still owes all those lawyers money, by the way.
He worked for free?
No, I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I've just, Kim, here's a lesson to be learned. Don't represent people who murder their spouses and have lots of money because you won't get paid.
I'd be curious to see I'm curious to see who will go to her.
Oh, I think. I think as time goes on.
I know. Let's see. I need a lawyer.
Yeah.
I know. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Because why? Because you're Gen Z.
Your Honor. God, can you imagine the clothes she would wear?
Oh,
in
yeah.
In the courtroom?
Oh, man. Inappropriate. Sorry. Counsel. Button up. And get rid of that big butt.
Sharon Osbourne is donezo with plastic surgery after the last facelift made her look like Cyclops.
She looks weird. I saw some pictures yesterday. I'm thinking man, she should have just stuck with the face she had back during the Osbournes. It was fun.
There's quite a few people who should have just stuck with their own face.
Yeah, she's got the Joker look again.
She said, Priscilla Presley.
Joker. Yeah, oh yeah.
They screwed her up.
Yeah, they did.
Why can't someone fix it? That's what I don't know.
Well, I think they can. I think people are reluctant to go back out of the
life. I'd go. If I had someone that was going to be really good that could fix it, I'd do it.
Yeah.
She said time is against her and she pushed it with her 2021 facelift. You think?
Wow.
Quote, It frightens me. I really effing pushed it with the last facelift.
I know that's not a good impression. Really bad. Yeah.
And I am now like, no more. Time is against me. I cannot have another facelift.
I get that.
Too little, too late.
Well, yeah. Well, no, too much, too late.
Too late, yes.
Too much, too late. I mean, there's only so much skin you can stretch across your face.
That's true. You know? That's true. The skin finally goes, I can't.
We're out of room. Yeah, we're out of room. Yeah, right. Okay, no. I'm sure she's had other things like Botox injections and things like that.
Probably.
But she said she compared it to a Cyclops.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
In her 2013 autobiography, Unbreakable. Uh-huh. Maybe we should call it Unstretchable. Sharon said, there's not much I haven't had tweaked, stretched, peeled, lasered, veneered, enhanced, or removed altogether.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to go to the post-surgery pain.
At least she's honest about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Although she wrote in the book that she wouldn't be getting more surgeries, in May 2019, Osborne changed her mind and shared she'd be getting a new face,
saying my next surgery's booked.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's booked and it's...
Yeah. See, that didn't turn out well for you, yeah, did it?
I was going to say, she probably wants to get a lawyer. Lawyer up. I mean, I get it. I mean, people, we all age, you know, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty. We, you know.
Some people age better than others. I mean, look at Halle Berry.
But she's not 60 yet.
She's in her 50s, and I know other people in their 50s. She looks in
5 or 10 years. I think it's going to start to set in. I do.
Not some people age far more gracefully than others.
Just saying. Right, but... All right, Meryl Streep has had no work. Jamie Lee Curtis has had no work. Keith Morrison has had no work, and he's, of all people, should have some work. Man, he's looking pretty damn old on Dateline, I'm telling you. Anyway, with our apologies to Keith Morrison and Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.